Welcome to F1 Digest for Canada. This is Side Podcast's dedicated coverage to all the action over a Formula One weekend, and today we are previewing the race in Montreal.
Date:
8th of June.
Circuit:
Gilles Villeneuve.
Length:
4.4 kilometres.
Laps:
70.
2007 winner:
Lewis Hamilton. As always, before we look ahead to this weekend, let's remind ourselves what happened in 2007. In qualifying one, Coulthard had problems straight away.
He said on the radio that his brakes were crabbing, which basically means he was snatching the car to the left or to the right, and it wasn't going in a straight line when he was braking.
Crabbing. Kovalainen tagged the wall again.
In a big way.
He lost his rear wing, caused a red flag. It was all about Hamilton versus Alonso, wasn't
it? Was, and I'm not quite sure where McLaren's have managed to make up that gap or where Ferrari have lost it. But that was definitely a surprise to end up where they were. Maybe they were running heavy.
The final qualifying positions were Hamilton, Alonso, Heidfeld, Raikkonen, Massa, then Webber, Rosberg, Kubica, Fisichella and Trulli.
Incidentally, there you have the customer car teams, again ahead of the works car teams.
Everyone started well, except for Button, who didn't.
Didn't go anywhere.
He had gear selection issues and went nowhere. Alonso tried too hard on the first corner, screwed it up, lost two places, just like he did in Barcelona. But the way he span off and then back onto the track, it was so close to Hamilton. It was like crazy lucky. Then Sutil hit the wall and brought out the first safety car of the day. Alonso and Rosberg both pitted, but the change in the safety car rules means that the pit lane closes when the safety car comes out. So it was touch and go whether they had made it or not. And they were investigated and the stewards decided they both deserved a 10-second stop-go penalty. When the pit lane actually opened, everyone dived into the pits. The Ferraris were stacked up behind each other. Massa and Fisichella exited the pit lane through the red light because the safety car was going around. That's exactly the same as Montoya did 2 years ago, and he got black flagged. The cars were under investigation.
Strange that it happened at this track again. I mean, I haven't seen a black flag since that Montoya incident in Canada 2 years ago. And then in Canada, same thing kind of happens again.
And then Kubica had a massive smash.
Massive.
I've never seen an accident that big before. He like flipped over, smashed into the wall. He flipped over on the track, went all the way over to the other side of the track and smashed into that wall as well and ended up sideways.
There was literally just the monocoque left, wasn't it?
Sato overtook Raikkonen on the hairpin.
On merit?
Yes.
Wow.
Overtaking manoeuvre, Sato, Raikkonen.
Kimi Raikkonen is having the worst season of all time, isn't
Ever.
He?
And Sato is having the best.
Well, he is.
The top eight finishing positions: Hamilton, then Heidfeld, then Wurz, Kovalainen in fourth, Raikkonen, Sato, Alonso, and then Ralf Schumacher.
Insider's view.
Now it's time to hand over to our experts. First, we'll hear from ex-F1 driver Christian Danner, who points out one of the most important aspects of the circuit.
Cooling is absolutely vital, the cooling for the brakes. And if there is a mistake or there is a little problem on brake temperatures, you end up in deep trouble because the brakes are not going to survive until the end of the race.
And Luca Marmarini, Technical Director of Engines for Toyota, gives us a look at what they've been doing to prepare for this circuit. Last year, they struggled incredibly with the kerbs and they've been working hard to fix it.
Typically, before Canada or any other race, we have in our computer the complete throttle behavior that maybe can reproduce Jarno's driving style or even a virtual driver that is trying to make his lap time in this with a dyno. And in this way, we can already start to anticipate some potential problem in terms of engine response or engine mapping that the driver and the team can find directly in Canada.
Has anyone told him that the kerbs have been lowered this year anyway?
Team thoughts.
We're not the only ones who have taken a look back at last year. The entire BMW team must be remembering Kubica's awful crash in 2007. The man himself doesn't appear too perturbed, saying that despite the accident, Montreal remains one of his favourite circuits. Heidfeld also makes mention of the city having a good atmosphere, which makes racing much more enjoyable. He's also looking to repeat his second place from last year, hopefully this time without being overshadowed by Kubica. For Toyota, Trulli is hoping to have a cleaner weekend than at the last race. He says, "We have a completely different package compared to Monaco, and I'm confident we can get a better result. The weather and traffic made things difficult for me in Monaco, but I know we have a much better package than the result shows. My goal is to return to the points, and I think we have a good chance of doing that." Glock made his Grand Prix debut in Canada in 2004, scoring 2 points on his first F1 outing. He's hoping to repeat that feat, although my guess is that's unlikely. Whilst we're in the mood for comparing drivers to last year, Hamilton is in with a chance of repeating his win at the circuit. Last year he scored his first, debuted on the top step of the podium and never looked back. He says, "As I said on Sunday, winning at Monaco is the highlight of my career. It was a very emotional victory for me as it is something I have dreamed of since I was a kid. I will never forget the moment, but now my only focus with the team is Canada. Seems to me that if Monaco is the highlight of your career, what else is there to look forward to?" Heikki, meanwhile, is concentrating on a team effort, saying, "I am going to Montreal to get a good result with the team. The last few races have been pretty difficult for one reason or another, but all the time we know the car is quick, and now I'm hoping to be able to demonstrate that." He also highlighted 3 specific needs for succeeding in Montreal: good brakes, ability to take the curbs, and staying out of the wall. Jenson Button has picked out some of the key areas of the circuit for us. Getting off the grid cleanly is also important, as the first couple of corners are very tight with all 20 cars trying to squeeze through, although you can overtake here if the opportunity presents itself. The hairpin at turn 10 is probably the best opportunity for overtaking and where you can see some pretty exciting racing. Barrichello is hoping to take the momentum from his first point score in Monaco and bring it to this weekend, but Ross Brawn talks of a lack of data. "We ran the RA108 in low downforce specification on a Montreal-configured layout of the Paul Ricard circuit on the final day of the test before Monaco. Unfortunately, the weather conditions were very poor, which resulted in most of the day being washed out. However, Jenson was able to achieve a few laps to obtain some basic aerodynamic data, which we have used along with data from previous years to prepare our specific aerodynamic package for this race." You would be pushed to say Nakajima is looking forward to this weekend. He's only driven in Free Practice 1 in 2007 and knows the track is not an easy one to master. Rosberg, meanwhile, is banking on the history of Williams at the circuit in that they tend to go well there. He's feeling 100% better after his accident in Monaco and assures us that it was his decision to go to hospital on the Sunday for routine checks. Of Canada, Rosberg says, "I'm heading to Montreal a few days early to get used to the time difference and to see the city. There are lots of cool bars, restaurants and clubs, and there are some good places to go shopping. There are also some beautiful places around the city, especially near the mountains where I like to go for my daily run. The locals really get behind Formula One and they seem to be quite supportive of me too, as many of them remember my father when he raced there." For Renault, Alonso is feeling relatively confident and sure that the car will not be too much to handle this race. He's happy with the progress the team have been making since the Spanish Grand Prix and expects them to just keep getting better. Piquet, meanwhile, is still under observation by the team. There are rumours he has been given a 2-race window to improve or face the consequences. He says he's feeling fairly confident ahead of Canada, feeling it to be an easier circuit than Monaco. Team principal of Force India Colin Colless gives us an insight into how the team are feeling right now and how they are getting over the Monaco incident. "The team were all frustrated with the result, but there are 12 races and therefore 12 chances left that we now need to concentrate on. Canada, like Monaco, could be a good race for us, with all teams developing special aero and mechanical packages that will only be used in this one race. With safety car periods and rain also a possibility, you could see some surprises too. It's a shame they still need to rely on the weather for a good result, but both Fisichella and Sutil hail the constant improvement of the team and say they continue to work hard to aim for the points." Kimi Raikkonen has issued his predictions for the Grand Prix, saying that it will all come down to the safety car. He doesn't recall a Canadian GP that hasn't involved a safety car, so he thinks strategy is going to play a massive part in how the weekend goes for them. Meanwhile, Massa is taking great spirit from the improved performance of the Ferrari around Monaco and believes the similarities to Montreal will mean they can speed their way to a good finish. Who am I left with? Ah yes, Red Bull and Toro Rosso. Neither of them produce preview press releases, so I looked around for any news or quotes from them. There is little to go on. Vettel says he won't judge the speed of the new car on the race in Monaco, as it was a crazy day. That's about it for both teams, so let's see if they can keep us quiet over the whole weekend and sneak in some points finishes. That's it for today. Don't forget to join us on sidepodcast.com during free practice. There'll be plenty of discussion going on in the live comment threads. If you can't make it, tune into F1 Digest tomorrow for a full roundup of all the action. It'll be later than normal due to the time difference to Canada, but I will return with a full review. See you then.